Guys.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen. You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
What would you do if you caught someone tampering with your property? PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, welcome to the show. Breezy, sometimes I honestly can't tell if you're entitled or just brave, because if anyone else got
caught... I'm resourceful.
You were resourceful, sure. If anyone else got caught doing this to the wrong person, they can find themselves in a life or death situation, because there are some people that just don't play.
Yeah.
Especially when you touch their bike. And I'm not talking about bicycle.
Especially when you touch their trike. I'll just move your tricycle out of the way. Thank you so much.
Your trike.
Yeah, you guys. It was a... Listen, I was coming off of 10 days hosting the Lilac Festival. I know. Let's make the Lilac Festival my entire personality.
Right, well, exactly, yeah, but you were there for quite some time.
I was. I was there for a minute. A
couple of the days was not the greatest weather either.
No. And like, listen, as much fun as I had, and I didn't do heavy lifting or work. You know what I mean? It wasn't like crazy, but it takes a lot out of you to be somewhere overstimulated around that many people for that long in the hot sun or rain or whatever the case may be. So it's the last day. And I'm pulling into the quote-unquote employee lot because, you know, if you're going to Lilac Festival, parking's a nightmare and you have to walk 73 miles. No easy feat, right? So I get there and it had rained overnight or the day before. Not sure. All I know is that the field in which they're parking people is a legit mud pit.
Right.
Legit. There is a Chevy Cruze stuck spinning its wheels, and the guy directing people to park is like, we're full, and even if we aren't full, you're not getting in anywhere.
Which pissed you off.
And I was like, watch me, Jonathan. So I was like, I'll find a spot. He's like, whatever you do, do not block anybody in. And if you do find a spot, and I was like, listen, there's spots. I just left this parking lot. Here's what pissed me off is I went there early to go for the run. I did the 10K. And then I had to obviously go home and shower.
Come back.
I was gone for an hour. I was like, my spot is still there. So he was like, all right, whatever. Obviously wasn't accessible because of the Chevy Cruze and blah, 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 blah. I find a spot off the beaten path. And there is an opening. But it's a little tight with... God, do we even call it a motorcycle? It was a dirt bike. I mean, let's just call it for what it is.
It was a dirt bike. Vroom, 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 vroom.
There was like a dirt bike that could have been moved over 3 feet. And then I would have fit regardless, but I would have fit more comfortably with the three extra feet.
Right. And you attempted to do what?
So I got out and I was like, let me just shimmy this over. Whatever.
Let me shimmy this dude's dirt bike
Don't
over.
Don't park like an idiot and expect people to not use their resources. You know me. I'm a big use your resources kind of gal.
All right. Listen, I got to ask 585-252-9800. let us know. If you were in this situation, how many of you would get out and move this person's dirt bike? I wouldn't touch anybody's stuff. I've seen too many people trigger happy over this kind of thing. You don't know who you're messing with, especially someone's bike. Granted, it wasn't a Harley.
Listen.
Somebody's dirt bike. But did you even move it?
I work out daily. Yeah. I had just ran 6 miles. I'm like, I could literally deadlift this thing. I didn't even move it an inch.
You couldn't budget.
It was literally, I don't know. I have I know nothing about motorcycles. I know nothing about bikes. I know nothing about anything. But I thought, like,
First of all,
you can move it just like a bicycle.
Well, don't you have to take the kickstand off?
I don't know. I don't even think you can move it unless it's on or in neutral. I don't know because I couldn't move it.
You got out of your car in the mud at the Lilac Festival, mm-hmm. and tried to shimmy a dude's dirt bike 3 feet over so you can park in the space.
Mm, correct. I was unsuccessful, but
this
correct.
Reminds me of a time when you tried to park in the alley here next to the building,
I was parked.
You couldn't get out.
Very much parked. Yes. I was parked in the alley right here. Everyone's like, don't park in the alley. And I'm like, are you going to pay for my parking? They're like, no. I'm like, okay, then I'm going to park in the alley. So I was parking in the alley for quite some time because there's spots back there. And there was a huge Brinks truck that was, I don't think it was a money truck. I think it was like an electrical thing. Whatever. Long story longer, they were blocking me directly. And like I said 2 seconds ago, I'm a very resourceful gal and I like to use my resources and I can pretty much get myself out of any situation. This one, there was no 18-point turn that was going to be taking place. I literally couldn't get out. So I've come to find out that the people that own this truck are on the roof of our building.
And you said it's Brinks?
It was like a box truck. It wasn't like a money truck, but like one of those big like Brinks size trucks. It was massive.
Sure.
And it wasn't like a work van. It wasn't like a little. It was huge. So I'm like, I got to get to spin class or I'm going to get popped a late fee. And I'm not getting popped a $20 late fee. Like, I'm not doing that. So I use my resources and I look in the window of the driver's side door and the keys are right there in the center console. And I was like, I'll just move it, whatever.
Are you kidding me?
So I get in, I'm driving this bus.
You actually got in this dude's vehicle.
Turned it on and backed it up.
God, this is like, I can't tell if it's entitlement or if you're just ballsy. I don't know what it is.
It's not entitlement. It's just, listen, I got to go somewhere and I don't want to.
Honestly,
it's selflessness because I don't want to bother you. I don't want to inconvenience you.
Right.
It's so selfless of me to not get other people involved in my drama. They wouldn't even have known the difference. So now I'm backing it up.
Was there a backup cam?
No. I'm backing it up. And I'm like, let's just hope for the best. And I see this man come charging out of the side door.
Yeah.
Flailing. Wait. I'm like, oh, no. No worries, Jonathan. I'm just moving it. I'll move it back. He goes, okay, please get out of my work.
Yeah, that's a liability.
I'm like, whatever. So he gets out. He's like low-key pissed, but again, I need to go to spin. And he's like, I would be really mad. And this was pre-built my Bills era. He was like, I would be really mad right now if you weren't wearing a Bills sweatshirt. But since you're a Bills fan, I'll let it slide. Go Bills. And I was like, go Bills. Skirt out of there.
I would be losing my mind. For
don't
you
don't
to,
block people in then. I don't know. That's on you, bro.
I'm just saying, for you to get into somebody's car, a stranger, especially a vehicle that big, and to back it up because you saw that the keys were in there, I'm telling you, I've seen news stories. People
but
die.
That's also on you for leaving the keys in there and for blocking me in. And the door unlocked.
Sure.
It's not like I broke in.
Fair
it was
enough.
Very much in there.
Brave of him to keep the keys in the ignition. Sure. Mm-hmm. But the fact that he came running after you, and I don't know. I'm the type of guy where I'm like, well, I guess that's it. I guess I'm missing spin. I envy
you. Sit there and suck my thumb on the stairs.
Listen, I envy
it's time
you
to go.
For finding a way, Breeze. You always seem to do it.
I always do. And that's on resilience. You know what I mean? There's a lot of people who are really angry right now, but I don't think we can get
into
that
these,
right now.
Look at these messages. We got to do a follow-up. We're going to take a quick break and then get back around. You guys, we're going to open the phone and text lines. You can let it rip. Let us know who would do this, because some of the listeners right now are not agreeing with how you handled this situation.
It's 50-50.
Shimmying over the dirt bike.
No, fully.
We'll get back around to this. Circle back coming up after the break.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Moose and Breezy, anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings on the number one hit music station.
98PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. People are ruthless in this city. The founder of Conky Cruisers, if you haven't heard of it, that's the nonprofit here in Rochester offering free neighborhood bicycling. And she said she has been robbed for the third time. And after the first theft in 2015, the owner, Teresa Bowick, received a grant from the Greater Rochester Health Foundation to install really big security fences. So after she got robbed the first two times, they reached out and said, look, we want to make sure you have all the security measures that you need.
Mm-hmm.
We love the work you do, especially with the community, and we want to make sure you're safe. So here's 12 grand. Get yourself a really, really big fence to protect all your bikes. And then they stole the fence.
I can't.
This $12,000 fence.
I literally can't.
Gone. And Bowick said these thieves also cut the cords connecting her security cameras.
Of course. Why wouldn't they?
Keep an eye on her storage units. You got these three big storage units that the bikes are in. Those were stolen. And then they get the fence. They wrap it around these storage units. And then they steal the fence. And she said, listen, I started with nothing. We rebuilt from nothing. And we're going to do it again. Mm-hmm. She said, yeah, it absolutely hurts. But I can't stop believing in Rochester. And I absolutely can't stop investing in the youth. She's been knocked down so many times, and this woman just keeps getting back up. It's very inspiring. But
that's on resilience.
You know, I'm telling you
her
right
and
now.
I, one and the same.
Oh, right. Okay. I'm telling you right now, it takes a special type of person, because when you feel that violated over and over again, it says a lot
right.
to just keep, because she's not doing it really for herself. She's doing
Correct.
It for the kids. And it's a really cool nonprofit that's been around for quite some time now. So Rochester police responded to the theft report on Monday. They're investigating, as you know. If you have any information, especially video, they're requesting that you call them immediately. If you don't know the number, it's 911. Coming up, we're opening the phone lines to people who want to call in. Some are not happy with Breezy after she shared
and
that.
Some are just... She's so proud of me.
Some are. Yeah. She took it upon herself to move some guy's dirt bike from a parking spot. So she
attempted. Don't give me that much credit. Didn't go far.
She tried to shimmy it 3 feet to the right. She failed, but she did it so she can make room for her car.
Yeah.
585-252-9800.
Don't park like an idiot. I don't know.
Is she resourceful? We'll talk about it coming up next.
This weekend,
Memorial Day means a lot to me because it's the day that.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Picture this. It's Lilac Festival. It's raining. It's muddy. It's a packed parking lot. Cars everywhere. No spaces in sight. There's this one dirt bike.
It's the last day. I've been there for 10 days.
Taking up a spot. So Breezy gets out of her car and attempts to try and move this bike on her own.
Had to.
The audacity. Laying her hands on another person's ride. Thank God you didn't try this with somebody's motorcycle. That would have been the end of you.
I honestly can't tell the difference, to be honest. I know that's so disrespectful to all my crotch rocket lovers, but I don't.
It's a whole other level of disrespect. 585-252-9800. Some people wanted to share how they're feeling this morning on the topic. Listen, I'm sure there's some people that, like, good on you, Bree.
Yeah.
You don't wait on nobody.
This person says, oh, my God, this is great. And then this person says, this is entitlement. Is it entitlement or is it using your resources? Please enlighten me of the difference.
Is it entitlement or is it resourceful?
No, literally.
Hello, PXY. Who's this?
Good morning. It's Carmen. What's happening,
Carmen,
guys?
Carmen, what up, bro?
Hey, that's probably the funniest story I've ever heard you say.
Thank you so much.
I love it. I love it. I think it's great.
Dude,
I have no problem with you doing that.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, like, if you're going to block me in, like, I'm just not the type of person who waits on other people's time. That's just not who I am. So I'm going to figure out a way to have, like, no inconvenience of yours whatsoever. I'm just going to figure it out, move forward like it never happened.
Carmen, let me ask you something. If you saw
resourcefulness at its finest.
I know, Carmen. Use your resources.
I would have done the same thing. I would have done the same thing.
No, you wouldn't have. You're full of it.
No way. I'm 100%. Telling you, I would have done the exact same thing.
If you saw a car in a parking lot, it was blocking you in with the keys in the ignition, you just jump in and move it?
Yeah, that's on him. Why did he leave the car there? Why did he block her in?
But
you have to understand, this is not like a normal driveway or parking lot. Breezy is not supposed to be parked there.
That's her fault for parking there.
That's not a valid argument, Moose. The fact that he blocked her in, he could have said, hey, whose car is this? Or politely parked until she moved.
Right. Correct.
He had options.
Mm-hmm. He did.
He chose to block my friend in, and I'm against it. I'm glad you did what you did.
Thank you, bestie. We're getting to know
our friend Carmen. Okay, so one thing we know about you is that you're willing to jump in other people's vehicles to move them.
And he's Team Breezy.
And also, you don't like men rubbing your inner thigh during a massage.
We learned so much about you this week. You are third mic. Thank you so much. You have replaced Joe.
Intern Joe's history. All right. Thanks for the call, Carmen.
All right, guys. See ya.
See ya.
Bye. Yeah, there's a lot of people who are not too pleased. This person says, oh my God, is she for real right now? This is the most entitled a person could be. Okay, perfect. And then this person says, Breezy, good on you. It's honestly very resourceful and very responsible for you to take matters into your own hands. What are you doing over there?
What is happening? PXY, who's this?
It's Toddy. Breezy, what are you doing? You don't touch a guy's bike, for God's sake.
Oh, my God. Not my dad.
Todd, I was hoping you were going to call in, buddy. I'm telling you right now, I cannot believe she took it upon herself, A, to move a guy's truck and get in there, and now she's doing it with some dude's dirt bike. But
My dad owned a motorcycle for like 1 month, rode it one time, and then it sat in the garage for 8.
Yeah, I bought a bike and went to Sturgis like 10 years ago, but the reason why you couldn't move, the thing was in gear. I mean, if you would have pulled it on the clutch, you would have been able to move it easily and would have been able to move it. But anyways, so Moose, one other story. Many, many years ago, he stole my work truck on me and was going to drive it to the gym. I mean, this is a Zuzu over the cab of a big lumber truck. And she's got halfway down the driveway. I think she had enough sense to put it in reverse and drive it back.
Well, it was stick shift, and I knew how to drive stick. So I was, and my car was in the shop.
I don't know where she gets. I don't know where she gets this from, Todd.
Not from me. Not from me. I would never do that.
You would never do that, buddy. So I would never blame you.
No.
Oh my God.
You're a good dad. You're a good man.
You definitely would do it. All right. See ya.
All right, buddy.
Love you. Who else is here? I mean, does anybody else want to roast me? Should we just open up the lines? Come through. Breezy, you're going to start an altercation that you simply can't finish. It's only a matter of time before you get hurt.
Who's this?
I don't understand. Listen, guys, relax. What are you doing over there? What's happening?
I'm trying to screen phone calls and talk to you at the same time.
Okay, perfect.
This guy who's a biker wants to come on, but he wants me to disguise his voice. I need to, hold on, I need to make sure I'm doing this right, because my entire family's life depends on it. All right. Hi, good morning, PXY, go ahead. Oh, the voice changer is on, you're live.
Hey, listen, I heard what you guys are talking about. I have a chopper, right, and I ride it, and if somebody ever tried to touch my bike the same way you did that person's dirt bike, it would most likely be the last thing that you touch. You know what I'm saying?
What's your name?
Bruce.
Right.
Oh, I never would have guessed that. Bruce doesn't come off as the toughest name for a biker.
Wow. All right.
It's disrespectful. You do not touch anyone else's wheel.
Then don't park like an idiot. I don't know what to tell you, Brucey. Bruce.
How about get there earlier and find a parking space? I've been riding for years, and too many people, especially here in Rochester, for whatever reason, are disrespectful towards motorcyclists because they don't share the road.
What about you guys? Yeah. You're weaving in and out of traffic.
I'm not trying to come on here and attack you guys just for what you said, and I wanted to call up and listen. I just want to teach you and everybody else listening that there is proper etiquette when it's dealing with bikers on the road. First thing you do, if I pull the clutch and I'm behind you, that means pull over. Let me through.
Pull over? I don't owe you anything. The entitlement that you bikers have is wild.
Entitlement that you go and you try to touch somebody else's motorcycle. Oh. That very entitled. Oh, I don't have a parking space. Hey, I may as well move this dirt bike. What?
It's not entitlement. It's being innovative and it's being creative and it's making sure that everybody wins.
It's being innovative.
No problem solving. So look it up.
Oh, that's crazy. The myth.
If you see bikers driving or they're packed, the thing to do is just get out of the way. We don't want people separating us, cutting the pack off.
Yeah.
It's a safety thing.
Bruce, what kind of bike do you got?
I modified Harley chopper. We've been working on it for years.
Right. The engine splattered across the ground in your garage. You're trying to put it back together.
I totally understand what you're saying. I've witnessed bike accidents. And a lot of times these motorcyclists don't win, especially if they're one-on-one with a semi.
You need to watch out for us.
But
watch out for yourself as well.
I've seen motorcyclists take a lot of chances, too, on the road. You also got to be careful. Because a lot of times cars can't see you coming. There's a lot of blind spots.
I know what you're saying. Everybody, you got to look out. But listen, some advice. Don't let your mouth write a check you can't cash. The last thing you want is someone like me getting off my bike to approach your vehicle.
Right.
Stop being a dumbass. Pay attention to the motorcycles on the road. We appreciate it. Everybody stay safe.
Thanks, Brucey.
All right, thanks, Bruce, for the call. Let me go ahead and I'll leave it with this.
Hey, nobody here is really paying attention to us. That's weird.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Audacy Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.